When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Welcome to another edition of the Big Blue Breakdown. This is your Game Balls and Gassers version. After the Giants' preseason finale at MetLife Stadium, it was a 10-6 loss to the New York Jets. Now, a bit of a disclaimer before we go any further. There are a lot of names that were ineligible for this particular program because, quite frankly, the Giants had about half of their roster scratched for the game. There were 10 players among the scratches who were nursing injuries prior to the weekend, so you kind of knew that they weren't going to play anyway. And remember, the cutdown from 90 to 53 players comes your way on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So keep those things in mind as we go over the events of this preseason finale. Couple of injury notes quickly to mention. Again, these guys would not be in the game, Balls and Gassers, but they did play in the game. John Michael Schmitz, the Giants starting center, he was the only starter of the 22 who are projected to start against the Minnesota Vikings, who did get snaps in this game. He got 11 snaps, then injured his ankle, said after the game he was fine and he'll be playing against the Vikings. At least he expects to. He was having an MRI on Sunday. Right tackle Evan Neal played 21 snaps. He had been practicing this week coming off of offseason ankle surgery. He said he only got rolled up on. It was not truly an injury. He said he was only expected to go about that many snaps anyway, so nothing to fear there. Darnay Holmes also had suffered a neck injury during the course of this ball game. Did not get a chance to talk to him afterwards. Coach Brian Daboll did not have an update, but again, he was able to walk off under his own power. So there's a lot of hope and optimism that that won't be very serious. Those were the three biggest name players of the Giants who had gotten injured in some way, shape, or form during the game. Again, they wound up not being part of this edition of the Game Balls and Gassers anyway, but we did want to get that out of the way so that you understood. In the meantime, we now get to our Game Balls. And we start on offense, and it's got to be running back Joshua Kelly. Finished with 8 carries for 40 yards. You'll recall he was a college player at UCLA. Was a running back with the Chargers for 4 years, and the Giants had just picked him up recently. First quarter, second down and 3 at the Jets' 40-yard line. Giants are down 3-0, and he breaks through the line and shows a burst and goes 19 yards behind the left side in what was, well, probably one of the most exciting plays offensively that the Giants had on the evening. Again, finishing with 8 carries for 40 yards. The Giants would wind up turning the ball over on downs, so they still were down 3-0 at the end of this drive, but at least it showed some offensive spark for the team at that point. So for Kelly, again, a veteran from the Chargers who the Giants recently only signed, we're going to give him the offensive game ball. It was not an easy one to award. I will say Dante Miller, the former Columbia University running back, also ran for 40-plus yards on the night. Took him a lot more carries to do so, and he did not have a big play run like Kelly did. So that's why we decided to go with the former Charger. The game ball on defense is a lot more interesting because there were really two candidates here. And we're going to go with free agent linebacker KJ Cloyd. The rookie compiled 16 tackles on the night. Now, that's a heck of a job by him. You'll recall the Giants just signed him on August 11th. He was an undrafted rookie free agent signed originally by the Minnesota Vikings and then set free. He played 64 snaps against the Jets, 94% of the defensive plays. Now, you know the Giants were dinged up at linebacker coming into the game. So it was no surprise that many guys deep on the depth chart were going to get plenty of playing time. And man, did Cloyd make use of it, and did very well. 8 solo tackles, 8 assists, including 2 tackles for a loss. Can't say enough about how he played in the game. You could make a very strong case. He was the MVP for both sides during the course of the night. Spent 3 years at Louisville, then 1 year at the University of Miami, but was primarily a special teams player. That's the odd part, right? When he was with the Hurricanes, he had 44 tackles. It was really the only season of his college career where he had healthy statistical production on defense. So you could see why he flew under the radar before the Vikings had signed him for a very short time during this calendar year. So that's where we're going to go for our defensive game ball. You might think it was easy. Well, the only reason it wasn't so easy is that, remember what I just told you about the Giants being really banged up at linebacker? Well, they were. And so what happened? Whitley had another good game. Now, he's one of the Giants deep on the depth chart edge rushers. He's going into his third year of professional play, had a sack and a half and 3 quarterback hits. Also played 17 snaps on special teams. Very interesting, because as we've been talking about over the course of the summer, of the deep in the depth chart guys at the edge rusher position for the Giants. Now remember, they've got Thibodeau, they've got Burns, they've got Ojulari, and they've got Basham as their top 4 edge rushers. Whitley has been the most productive of the rest of the lot. And once again, he did it last night. And he also plays hard on special teams. So I'm giving him an honorable mention in terms of the defensive game ball, simply because he just keeps showing up. And the Giants coaching staff is certainly going to want to take that into consideration. Even if it's not for the 53, I would suspect that they very strongly would want to see if they could keep him around on the practice squad. All right, let's go to the game ball on special teams. Now, you know, we're going to go with a little hometown flavor here in this one. Former Rutgers kicker Jude McAtomne, an Irishman who is eligible to be the international practice squad player. That would be the 17th practice squad player. Every NFL team gets an exemption for that one spot. And I would think that he would be the guy, for the Giants. I don't think they'll look elsewhere for another international player. Kicked field goals successfully of 43 and 23 yards for the Giants, only 6 points of the night. He did not have a miss or a block. I mean, he was a perfect 2-for-2 on field goals. Did not attempt an extra point, obviously. The Giants had scratched veteran Grand Gano for the game. Again, healthy, just coach's decision. 3 touchbacks. Clearly, the Giants had told him that they wanted him to just boom the ball. He is known for having a very strong leg. In fact, you know, was a kickoff specialist at Rutgers, but the Scarlet Knights, you know, saw some inconsistencies in his field goals. Well, the Giants got 2 for 2 on field goals in this game against the Jets. The important thing is that they really wanted him to boom the ball on kickoffs. And he had 3 for 3 on touchbacks. Following directions, he did exactly what they asked him to do. So he gets the game ball on special teams. I do want to mention, however, and I'm going to give an honorable mention to punter Jamie Gillen, you know, because once again, he was really good in his net. Had 6 punts on the night for the Giants with a 45.3-yard net. I don't think I need to tell you that that's an incredible net average. And if he could do anything like that during a regular season, remember, he has had a season with the Giants, you know, over 40 yards net. But 45.3 is incredibly impressive. So we're going to just mention that, Jamie Gillen would be an honorable mention for the special teams game ball. But that'll do it for that side of the ledger.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We got to go to the Gassers. Now, on offense, it was very, very difficult to pick an individual to run a Gasser. As you know, the reason that we call them Gassers in this exercise is because when coaches see something that they don't like at practice, they usually make a player run a Gasser, a sprint, if you will, that tires them out. This usually happens a lot more at the high school level and the college level, but it does sometimes happen at the pro level. So that's where we get the whole nickname or the nomenclature for this program anyway, Game Balls and Gassers. Well, in offense, it was really a rough night for the Giants. They only gained a total of 199 yards. They were 3 for 14 on third down conversions, and they gave up 8 sacks. I believe it would really be unfair to give a Gasser to any one individual on offense because it was that kind of night. Tommy DeVito was 14 to 27, a little over 100 yards. You know, to be honest with you, 21-yard pass play was his longest pass play of the night. Talked to DeVito after the game. You know, he knows there were a bunch of plays he wished he had back. A few of those sacks, he could have gotten rid of the ball and just thrown it away for a harmless incompletion. Held it too long, took some sacks. But it's too easy just to automatically throw the magnet on the quarterback and say, all right, the offense had a really, really rough night. We're just going to go to him. I'm not going to do that. I'm simply going to say the entire offense really gets the honorary, if you will, Gasser for this game against the Jets, during which they only scored 6 points. And obviously, Neil and John Michael Schmitz will eliminate you from having to run the Gassers. I don't think there's any necessity in having you guys do the sprints after this one. Defensive Gasser. Well, you say to yourself, all right, the team only gave up a total of 10 points on the day. So, you know, solid effort. Jets didn't play any of their starters. We should make that clear. They went with deep depth chart guys as well. So, you know, it was not as if we're talking about frontline players that were held to 10 points. But there was only one touchdown in the game. And so that's where we're going to isolate our gasser for the Giants on defense. And it goes to Alex Johnson, the defensive back, a rookie out of UCLA who played cornerback with the Bruins and is trying to make the Giants as a safety. Now, he's made a number of flash plays, including one day when he had two interceptions in practice a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, he's done some nice things. But in this particular game, he had a chance to wrap up Israel Abanaconda, the running back, second-year pro for the Jets out of the University of Pittsburgh. He didn't do it. Abanaconda shed his attempted tackle behind right guard and rumbled 45 yards into the end zone behind the right side for a touchdown and the lone score of the day. This came on the third snap of the second quarter and gave the Jets a 10-0 lead. Now, again, maybe I'm being really hard on Johnson, but I think he and the coaching staff would obviously like to have that play back, because when you look at it, he had a chance. He had a chance. Now, I know Abanaconda is a strong runner. He had a reputation as doing as such with the Pitt Panthers, but because of that broken tackle, then he was off to the races. It looked like Darnay Holmes might have had a chance too, but Johnson was the one who had the best chance to try to at least slow him down significantly, if not make the tackle. And so that's where we're going to go with our defensive gasser, Alex Johnson, Giants defensive back, playing safety in this training camp. The special teams gasser. Well, you know, it doesn't really bode well when you start off by fumbling the opening kickoff. So that's why it's pretty simple for this one as well. Ayer Asante, Giants rookie wide receiver and return man, had a dynamite 42-yard kickoff return. Took the ball from 3 yards deep in his own end zone and darted his way through and had a really, really big gain. Only to have defensive back Trey Swilling popped the ball out for a forced fumble, and then defensive back Quantez Stiggers wound up recovering it for the Jets right around the 45-yard line, I believe, of the Giants. You just simply can't put the ball on the ground. It's just that simple. When you're on special teams, it's your job as the return guy to secure the ball. It's all about possession. And despite the fact that Asante had a really sweet kickoff return, he had it punched out. He coughed it up. So that's where I'm going to go with the gasser on special teams. The Jets proceeded right off of that opening kickoff turnover to march 9 plays, 25 yards, and Greg Zuerlein kicked a 38-yard field goal, and that gave the Jets a 3-0 lead right out of the gate. That's a real punch to the gut and a momentum killer as soon as you start the ball game. So now, the other problem here for the special teams gasser, and you can't call it an honorable mention because obviously there's nothing good about it, is that Isaiah McKenzie muffed a punt return in the third quarter of this game. Now, he did recover his own muff, but there's a little residue here for me because he also had muffed a return against Detroit in the rain in the first preseason game. So that's now two muffs in three preseason games. And I understand, you know, he has been well-known. He's a veteran. He's a pro. He's well-liked. Brian Daboll knows him. So does Joe Shane from their days with the Buffalo Bills. And with Gunnar Olszewski, sidelined with a groin injury. And again, we don't think it's going to be too long, but we're not sure. Isaiah McKenzie became the Giants' exclusive punt returner in this game. And that muff, again, gives him 2 in 3 games. And we talk about ball security all the time on special teams. And that just did not bode well. So we'll see. We'll see. Will this have an impact on his roster status? Obviously, Olszewski's health status is going to have an impact as well. The Giants can have a lot of weighing to do there. Isaiah McKenzie does also play wide receiver and is experienced as such. But that would be my guesser on special teams. Ayer Asante, and then mentioning Isaiah McKenzie, only because it's significant to note. He's a player who, you know, had he done really, really well in his kick returns, the door was open there to try to earn a roster spot. And I'm not so sure that he was able to do that with those two muffs in 3 preseason games. All right, so that does it for this edition of the Big Blue Breakdown, your game balls and gassers for the preseason finale, as the New York Jets beat the Giants by the final score of 10-6. We will be back on Wednesday with a live edition of the Big Blue Breakdown, where you can chat with me as we go over different instances and different things that happen at practice and all the news of the week. And Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that is in the evening, of course, we're going to have our next edition. Now, that will also be very, very interesting because, remember, cut down day is on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, practice squad players come back, and you'll also be grabbing your waiver claims from the other 31 teams around the league. So Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, a live edition of the Big Blue Breakdown. And that's going to be probably an awful lot of fun because we will have a lot of roster news to talk about. Until next time, I'm Paul Dottino. We will see you then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.